He was approaching the door of the house when it opened, and a little curly-headed lad of 6 came running out, followed by a stoutish, red-faced woman with a large sponge in her hand.
"You come back and be washed, Jack!"
she shouted.
"Come back, you young imp! For if your father comes home and finds you like that, he'll let us hear of it!"
"Dear little chap," said Holmes, strategically, "what a rosy-cheeked young rascal! Now, Jack, is there anything you would like?" The youth pondered for a moment.
"I'd like a shilling," said he.
"Nothing you would like better?"
"I'd like 2 shilling better,"
the prodigy answered after some thought.
"Here you are, then. Catch."
"A fine child, Mrs. Smith."
"Lord bless you, sir, he is that, and forward. He gets almost too much for me to manage, especially when my man is away days at a time."
"Away, is he?" said Holmes in a disappointed voice. "I am sorry for that, for I wanted to speak to Mr. Smith."
"Oh, he's been away since yesterday morning, sir, and truth to tell, I'm beginning to feel frightened about him. But if it was about a boat, sir, maybe I could serve as well.
I wanted to hire his steam launch."
"Why, bless you, sir, it is in the steam launch that he has gone. That's what puzzles me, for I know there ain't more coals in her than would take her to about Woolwich and back. If he's been away in the barge, I'd have thought nothing, for many a time a job has taken him as far as Gravesend, and then, if there was much doing there, he might have stayed over. But what good is a steam launch without coals?"
"He might have bought some at a wharf down the river."
"Oh, he might, sir, but it weren't his way. Many a time I've heard him call out at the prices they charge for a few odd bags. Besides, I don't like that wooden-legged man with his ugly face and outlandish talk. What did he want always knocking about here for?